Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, fool! They've heard this before. Quiet, you dolt. A wizard supreme has many things to tell about this nightmare Barovia. Wizard supreme? In this place, your pointless titles mean nothing. For the only way to escape is to slay Strahd in the manner of a true warrior, or die in the attempt.
A cadre of blights and up the back, a druid. The druid plants both of her feet squarely on the floor and she stretches her arms out in front of her. Trees begin to explode out of the ground.
Fucking hell.
Then for her next trick.
Oh my God.
She then brings her hands to her mouth, mm-hmm. looking at you, Hector. Obviously, she knows that you can see her. And she blows. And out of her mouth, a thick, heavy fog begins to obscure everything. No one can see anything unless it is right next to you.
Oh, fucking hell.
Or your Pip, you know that this does not affect the blights.
Yeah, good
they
stuff.
They have, they can sense vibrations through the ground.
Good stuff. All right. Fuck yeah.
All right, that was the druid's turn. It is Gorob and Lushan's turn. What is happening? Hector, it's your turn.
That's good stuff.
I will answer. There's a druid and many, many blights. Can I see any of the blights now?
Or no, is it all you can't see anything unless it's right in front of you.
What can get rid of fog?
Change in temperature. Kill the druids.
Yeah. All right. I might just ready my action. The moment that I can see a blight enter my field of vision, I'll fire off 2 Eldritch Blasts.
Everyone hears echoing. It's like the trees themselves are making this noise. The trees shudder all around you, and then the wind makes this noise.
It's unsettling.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Needles get fired at you.
Oh, fucking hell.
Through the fog.
Oh, god damn it.
Hector, one of the needles pierces your sternum. You take 8 points of damage.
And myself. Is there a needle to the sternum in that big bag for me, Adam?
Elaniel's also... Oh, no. Pray for a low number.
Oh, God.
Internal bleeding. You take a D6 damage at the beginning of your turn for the next 1D6 turns. For the next... Oh, only one.
Okay, That's not so bad.
She takes 6 points of damage.
Okay.
You hear... You just hear Elaniel... make like a grunting noise. And then finally, just to really drive home how in trouble you are, Hector, you'll take another one. Yeah, that's a hit. Mm-hmm. Hector, you take another 7 points of damage.
Cool.
Great to hear.
Okay. All right. Yeah, wow. Yeah, all right. This is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
Mm-hmm.
As if that was not bad enough.
Yeah.
Exploding through the fog, you hear. Something sprinting. Something small, lanky, sprinting through the fog. neither of you see what's happening. Yeah. You maybe actually, I suppose every now and then you could see like a shape moving in the fog, but Hector, none of them get close enough for you for your radiant attack.
Mm-hmm.
Someone hears Cribbit's scream. And then Pip, it's your turn.
I'm gonna make a little grenade. I squat down in the mist and I pull out a garnet for increased area of effect. Mm-hmm. I then get some hounding killer hands for cold damage and I infuse the garnet with that. And then I dip it in some treant poison for plant bane. My intent here is to make something that's going to do a lot of cold damage in a wide area but only affect plants.
Okay. All right. If you're sacrificing... All right. If it's you're a, sacrificing...
Okay. The, all right.
If you're sacrificing the poison
yeah.
to trees effect for infusing it with cold damage that only affects trees, I'll allow that.
All
yeah.
right. Sweet.
All right. This will not affect anything other than a plant.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just trying to get rid of the blight mass. That's all. If it doesn't hurt the druids, who cares?
Mm.
Druid. Druid. Right,
you hear Elainiel cursing in Elvish, and then you hear a clattering of wood falling. And then the shink of Elainiel drawing short swords.
Hell yeah.
And then the sound of metal upon wood. It's Cribbit's turn. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop. Thunk.
Just funny to hear over the spooky whispering and miss.
Chunk.
Uh-huh.
Chunk. 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 At first, you just hear it.
Yeah.
But then... you start getting pelted with pieces of hail.
Oh,
it comes
no.
down hard, thick, and heavy. On each of your turns, you're going to need to make a dexterity saving throw or be knocked prone.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay.
The fucking druid's fighting with weather.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Cool.
Korob and Lushan. Mm-hmm. You hear them crying out, and then in the darkness... burning hands! All right. They're fighting.
Yeah.
How well they're doing?
Who can knows? Say? We don't know.
It's Hector, your turn.
All right.
Just all around you every now and then.
I know where the druid was, yeah?
Yeah, you know which direction to charge.
Run.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
You start running. As you run, something out of the darkness swings at you.
Well, yeah, whatever. You got no choice.
You get hit.
Mm-hmm.
You take 4 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did I fail?
You don't know.
What happens immediately? Nothing happens?
Nothing happens immediately.
If you've got the fucking poison.
And then... Hector, I've got some simply awful news.
Okay, Adam.
You bump into a tree. You're looking at a wall of trees. You're lost.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
You were so certain you were running in the right direction. You don't know if the terrain has changed or if mm-hmm. maybe you just ran in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Did I? Can I see anything around me? As in, like, can I see any, like, blights or anything like that?
You see the trees, but no yeah. blights, not right now.
Okay.
You could try to head in. You've got more movement left. You didn't get very far. You could turn around and try to go after the blight that swung at you, maybe, if it's still there.
Get any AoE spells? Champ? No,
trying to think if I could climb the tree. But...
they're big. It's like a full-grown pine tree.
Okay. I'll use some of my movement to try and get somewhere else.
All right, yep. You burst through some fog. One of the large, tall, standing mm-hmm. blights appears before you. It turns around and it's... they have faces, but they're fixed. Mm. They don't move. So its face turns to look at you, and without eyes, it registers that you're there.
Okay, I will attack it twice with my mace.
Okie dokie. Nice. You charging this with anything? Ah, that's a miss. Misses.
No, I guess not.
Well, that was your turn. The blight turns to you, and... with, like, a flex, it becomes covered in needles. It just launches itself at you.
Uh-oh. So I guess we're dealing with some needle blights and some poison blights.
It misses you.
Ah.
You, I assume you have your shield maybe at hand. Yep, you bring the shield. Needles puncture the shield, but none of them puncture you.
That's good.
Pip.
Oh, God.
Oh, pray for a low number.
I pray for a low number.
Oh, no, that's the lowest number possible. That's a one, baby. That's a
that's
one.
That's got to be good.
That's the
that's gotta
worst
be good.
Critical hit it could have gotten.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. It can't get any worse than this.
Adam, your expression does not fill me with confidence.
All fun and games. Roll a D100. On a two or less, you are blinded in one eye.
Oh, no.
All right. It's just a regular hit.
Woo!
You take...
That's not good for an archer to be blind in one eye.
You take 3 points of damage.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine.
You hear Gorob and Lushan calling out in pain. Oh, fuck, Gorob.
He's tough. He's got. He's full of barbarian rage. He'll be fine. We'll be fine. No, Adam, shut up. Kribbit!
He's the heart and soul of this
he's
party.
He's the heart and soul of the party, Adam.
He's the heart and soul of the party.
This is why you gotta stay in the cities, man.
Pip, it's your turn.
I bring up the grenade and I just hurl it into the ground.
In front
feet.
Of you? Yeah. All right.
Can I tell, I guess, actually, before this, that there's others fighting around me? Like, I can
yeah,
hear
you can
them.
Hear
okay.
combat around you. Yeah. As you explode it into the ground around you, you can see frost stretching out from your feet. Hector, you hear like something rapidly freezing in a direction. It doesn't come close enough to reach you, but you hear Gorob and Lushan call out, "Now what is this?"
Fire! Fire is next! Cold than fire! We had this conversation at the bridge!
That was Pip. Elainiel's turn. You hear Elainiel doing her whirling dervish thing in the fog somewhere.
Donk.
And then it is Cribbit's turn. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Twang! You hear a... Bolt, Hector, you're too far for this, but Pip, you hear it fired from the ground straight up.
Oh, okay. That's interesting because I was stressed because I'm like, he's only got the crossbow left, but maybe not. Or he's lost his mind.
Or potentially he's on the ground firing up into something on top of him.
Oh, yeah. And missed.
It's the druid's turn. No. What else can it do? Fuck, this cunt's powerful.
Yeah, dude.
Well, actually, that you've seen, but a moment. Oh, fuck, I keep forgetting I'm supposed to be rolling fucking for all of you to stay upright.
Thank you. Gotcha.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's the druid's turn. It's Gorob and Lushan's turn. Fire? Did you say fire? Okay. What's the most fire they can do? That's the most fire they can do. That's a lot of fire.
That's good.
That's good. That's what we need.
We need a lot of fire right now. And I'm resistant. And everyone else, oh no.
Fire bathes the area. Good thing you're resistant because you fail this check otherwise. You take 8 points of fire damage, Hector.
Oh, Hector.
Sorry, Pip. Sorry, okay. Pip. You take 8 points of fire damage because you're resistant. Pip, you see as one of the blights, thump, on fire, half frozen, falls dead at your feet.
Fuck yeah.
You can hear, that's probably not the only thing they hit, though.
Yeah, okay. That's
good. You just don't know how well the fight, or poorly, the fight is going around you. And then it is, that was Gorob Lushan. Oh, curse this fog.
It's your, my brother in Christ. You put the fog here.
You hear Gorob screaming, probably not in a barbarian rage necessarily, but certainly in a rage.
Okay.
Hector, it's your turn. The one blight is in front of you.
Okay. Now, making that dexterity saving throw, is it on the start or end of my
turn? It's right now. Yeah, a piece of hail smacks you in the head. The next thing you realize, you're standing... the blight is standing... Well, it's a needle blight. Yeah. It's standing above you.
Getting up is my complete turn, right?
No, it is...
50% of your movement?
Yeah, in 3.5, this would be a lot more... incapacitating, but in fit that.
Okay, cool.
It just makes it harder for you to get around.
Okay.
Yeah, it's half your movement to stand up.
Okay, so I can still get up and say attack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Hit, hit.
Nice, nice.
Is this magical in any way?
It just has the charisma.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not magical?
Oh, right. No.
Well, you do 19 points of damage.
That's something.
Well, yeah, but how did Adam say that damage?
Yeah.
That's some quotation marks on that damage. But the blight is bloodied.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
It's the blight's turn. You hear that.
God.
The needle blight. Yeah, it gets you. The needle blight slams into you with its many, many, many spines. You take 9 points of damage.
That's great news, Adam.
I have a card here, Zamet. Receive half damage from one attack. You let me know if you need this. Okay? I'll put this between us here at the table. You
and then
let
you
me
hear,
know if that's for you.
Something slams into your back.
It'll be a fucking wolf, guaranteed.
You get hit, you take only 2 points of damage, and you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Maybe I don't know what's going on. Zamet, I got a card here. It's sturdy as a dwarf. You reroll a constitution-based check with advantage. I'm just going to put that between
us. I'm letting you know you failed this check. You want to roll that.
Okay, maybe I'll roll that.
Otherwise, you'll die at the next full moon.
You don't want to be poisoned.
You'll shit your guts out, and that'll be the best part.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to die by shitting my guts out.
Yeah, it's really a bad way to go.
That's genuinely the best part as well. That's when you die.
Yeah.
That's the nicest part.
Yeah. What's hit me?
That'll be a poison blight.
A poison blight. It's imagine like a dog, but it's one of these things. One of these cunts.
Yeah. Kill that.
Okay.
Get needled in the back all you can. Who cares? Make sure the poison blight dies or we'll all be shitting our guts out come full moon.
Pip.
Yeah.
A needle shoots you in the fucking shoulder.
Yeah.
You take 7 points of damage.
That's all right. I'll be fine.
You're on 27 hit points.
Ow.
Significantly better than Hector's 19. And Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to turn around and bathe that one in fire.
What one?
The needle blight. They're just needle
blight. No, they're firing at range.
Oh, right.
They can see you. You can't see them.
Can I determine a direction where one might be? All right. I'm going to pull a Hector and try and head in that direction.
All right. You meet it. Thank Christ. Pip. Sorry. Hector, you are bathed in flames.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Oh. So is the needle blight in front of you, though?
Hey, oh, my God. Sorry.
I just raised my hand.
It's fine. Oh, my God. All right. So you unfortunately, you fail the saving throw. You rolled a one. But so do both needle blights that you hit.
Okay.
And all right. Both needle blights go down.
Whew. That's all right.
How much damage does Hector take?
Hector, you take...
It's fine.
12 points of damage.
You want to have it?
Nah.
Okay. All right. 7 hit points it is.
You're playing a dangerous game there, Hector, but all right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You hear Eleni call out from somewhere in the fog. Lift it up! Lift it up or I'll fire!
Lift what up?
What? Oh, the poison blight, I guess?
Thunk, 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 thunk.
What's happening over there?
Go Robin Lushin.
Yeah.
This one thanks you.
Oh my God, poor Cribbit. I still can't get the image from so long ago of Cribbit getting an axe full in his head out of my head. I think it's because he's got a frog skin. It feels so much more fucked up.
Like it feels like it might have, like, pulled it on either side a little bit, like embedded and just kind of like...
like, didn't break skin.
Yeah, just kind of melded him.
Or, like, if you did it, his skin is so loosely on his body, it would have all just slopped off like a coat. That's also the feeling.
You don't want to slop off Cribbit.
No.
Goodness.
He's already pretty sloppy.
He's already slopped up to high heaven.
Odds or evens, Hector?
Let's go with evens.
Evens? Pip.
Yeah.
Exploding out of the darkness, cool. The druid.
Okay, all right.
She wields in her hand a sickle. Mm-hmm. You can see that the sickle is... At first you think it's just a regular sickle, but then you realize it's made out of a black ice.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm.
Also fucked up.
Hit. And a critical miss. Pray for a high number.
I'm too bad at praying.
Yeah.
The gods do not favor you. Voided warranty. Your weapon's damage reduced by 1/2. Unfortunately, the first hit does still hit.
I'd like to riposte on the miss.
All right. Oh, so you get to attack back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me do her damage first because she might kill you.
Okay, well, that's important to know. That's important to know whether or not I'm fucking
four
dead.
Four piercing damage.
Okay. That's
all
right.
Lucky. This is not much. Four piercing damage, three cold damage for a total of 7 points of damage.
That's fine.
That you're only on 20.
That would have, killed Hector, but Pip stands tall.
And then you riposte.
Twang!
Can you riposte with a ranged weapon?
I think so. From memory, it's just if I get attacked. I mean, you can check if you want, just in case I've made a mistake.
I'll check later.
Okay.
And I'll punish you.
That's fair.
You knock her scythe aside, and then at close range, you fire dead into her chest with the crossbow. You damage her for 7 points.
Nice.
And that is her turn. Then it is Gorob and Lushan's turn. Where are they? Where? Hector, it's your turn.
So the poison blight, is that?
It's still behind you.
It's still behind me? Okay. What should I?
If I'll be pointing at the point.
Gil that! Okay.
Really feels like Pip's seen somebody die by a poison plant at some point in his life. He doesn't want to see it again.
Force or radiant?
Up to you! Call it Hector's Delight and you can choose.
Sacred Flame.
All right, you burn the poison blight to a crisp. It is destroyed.
I can only make melee weapon attacks back. I just looked it up.
Yeah, I thought so. It's all right.
Well,
I'll punish you at some point in the future.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's annoying.
Here, you know what? Here's the punishment. Well, there's your problem. Something useful to the player breaks. Yeah. Knocking aside the scythe, unstrung your heavy crossbow.
No. Should never have brought it up. Why did I look it up?
Yeah. You shouldn't have brought it up. What are you talking about? Yeah. I knew. I wasn't asking. I was telling.
Yeah, you knew.
You looked it up and I would, just so that you knew. Riposte with a fucking crossbow. Anyway, Pip, you can see that the druid, her mouth is moving, and you can tell that is where the whispers are. Well, the whispers come from all around, but you know that it's corresponding to her moving her lips. Mm. She is making the whispering noise.
Cool.
And it's your turn.
Enervating breath. Realizing my crossbow is fucked for the moment.
She fails. Mm-hmm. What does that do again?
Incapacitates her.
Then it is Elainiel's turn. And then it is Cribbit's turn.
Oh, God. What's happening to Cribbit?
You hear vomiting. The druid staggers backwards into the mist. You can still see her, Pip. Mm-hmm. You can't see her, Hector. Mm-hmm. She's not angled right for you. But, yeah, you can see that you have incapacitated her.
That's good.
Okay. So what does that mean?
It means that she's just unable to act,
do anything,
basically. Yeah.
Okay. It's Gorob and Lushan's turn. And Hector, it's your turn.
So I saw where the druid went to.
You haven't seen the druid at all.
Right.
That when she was attacking, you and Pip are near each other. But you're far enough away that the druid is not visible to you. And Pip isn't really visible either.
All right. Well, I'll...
You just saw fire, to be honest.
I did hear Pip call out. Yeah. Sorry. It's nice.
Yeah.
I'll walk towards...
Oh, I guess Pip... No, you were pointing out the poison blight, which you shouldn't have been able to see. But because... I've already punished you once. Yeah. I'm not going to punish you subsequently.
Okay.
You're
so kind.
You
so
can
kind
see each other, but that's about it right now.
Yeah,
I am. I'm pretty kind.
I'll walk towards Pip.
Well, if you approach Pip, you can now see the druid.
Oh, right.
You can see she's staggering backwards. Something's wrong with her.
Can I go in and... No, go stay where I am. And I am going to Sacred Flame.
Oh, yeah.
She makes the saving throw, alas.
Aw.
Rude.
You fire holy flames at her, but she, with her hand, brings a gust of air which knocks your flames aside. Was there anything else, Hector?
No.
Pip?
I would like to take a couple steps toward her and use my last breath to set her on fire.
She would fail the saving throw, but here's your other punishment. Legendary resistance. Turn a failed saving throw into a successful one.
Fuck.
So she just takes half damage from
that. That's still pretty good.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Was that your last breath?
Yeah.
Cool. It's Elainiel's turn. You just hear quiet. It's Cribbit's turn.
I don't like that we just hear quiet. I don't like that we hear that either.
It's the druid's turn. She shakes her head and she seems to be back in it. Mm. Oh, hang on. You fucking keep fucking forgetting. You need a fucking roll to stay standing.
Maybe we should punish you. Yeah, what do you think about that?
No, I am being punished. This is my punishment. I'm being unfairly punished.
I was also saying, is that concentration stuff? Like the, you know...
That one is concentration, but everything else she's done is not.
Okay.
Well, then I'm surely she's no longer concentrating when she's innovated.
I don't know if there's no rule for that. She just makes a check.
Getting attacked is like...
Getting set on fire.
I actually think, from memory, in the DMG, it says that other than damage,
the DM
gets to decide if it counts. Yeah. I would say that it does count, though.
Yeah, that's good. Thank
whatever, you. She failed the saving throw then. Yeah. Just the hail stops.
One less thing to think about.
She turns into a bear.
Whoa! One new thing to think about.
And she's going to claw at you first, Hector.
Oh, no.
That will be a miss.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She uses her other claw. That'll be a miss.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then she bites
shield,
you.
Shield. Okay.
How much extra armor class does shield give you?
No. I'm just
saying. Oh, you bring your shield up. Oh, I thought you were casting the shield spell. No. Oh, then, you're fucked. Your shield shatters as she lands atop you and bites your fucking head.
When you say shatters.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean shatters.
You've destroyed my shield.
Yeah.
You're...
Adam's on the warpath today.
How? You have to give a fucking bad boy card to break his thing.
It still functions as a shield.
Bullshit.
It's just broken and splintered a bit. It still functions like a shield.
It had
it
had a nice, pretty picture on it.
You know, a lot of emotional significance.
Now you ruined it.
You wrecked it.
Good job.
Thoroughly fucked, but still works.
You wrecked my shield. Yeah,
look,
that was
I think this is the more important part. You take 21 points of damage.
Right. I'd halve that, but it would do nothing for you.
Hector, everything goes dark. And then it is Hector, your turn. Can you make a death saving throw? Do you still have one fail?
Yeah, good.
Okay. And that rule.
That's
good.
In that
shit.
Just
lollipop.
Sick.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that was a 2.
Okay.
That's another fail.
Excellent oh, no. News.
Three Excellent fails. News. How many successes?
Zilch.
Cool. And Pip, it's your turn.
I'd like to get
there's
down.
A bear.
Yeah, but also...
How about that?
Hector's dying. Can I try to stabilize Hector?
Yeah.
We're in the same
That's
place.
That's an action, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no, that's fine.
You failed to stabilize Hector.
Fuck. Wait. I would like to roll the skill. Is it a skill check?
It is.
With advantage.
All right, cool.
Good boy card. Come on, dude.
Wow, just one off. Do you have anything else? Do you have anything to give you a plus one or something? You got 9, you need 10.
I got nothing.
All right, I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
I tried.
You did your best.
I did.
Okay.
Elainiel. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, okay. Cribbit. Yeah. Still, it's the druid's turn.
He's still chundering.
I'm about to get bared in the back of my head.
Yeah.
There's a bear in there.
Okay.
Hit.
You
take 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Other claw. Miss.
All right, that's good.
Bite. Miss.
All right.
The bear hits you mightily with one of its paws, and you go sprawling 10 feet away. Ah. And it's Gorob Lushan. Highs or lows?
Highs. That's a good sign.
That's something.
The bear cries out in pain.
It's a great sign.
Hey.
You see in the mist, you got knocked so far away you can't see what's happening. You could just see where the bear was. Zoom, 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 zoom. As a bunch of magical bolts strike where the bear was, you hear cries of bear pain.
All right.
And then it is Hector. Can you make another death saving throw, please?
Yeah, of course. All right. Okay, that's good. That's a
16. That's great.
That's 16. Good. Hector, you are in that like never space in between life and death. Every now and then you kind of like come to, you can't, you don't, you so weak you can't feel yourself. You feel no energy within you. You can't grip a weapon. You can't do anything. You hear in this space as the bear stands over you, and you can just fuzzily make out the bear and some figure fighting with it. You hear a voice in the back of your mind say, "Shall we make a deal? A life for a life."
Like, kind of drearily, maybe like half kind of like almost, you know, unconscious.
"No, I am not dead yet." I turn around. I turn away.
All right. And then it is Pip, your turn.
Okay. Hector's not going to have moved, right?
Not to your knowledge.
Okay. And I can hear Gurum and Lushan just fucking wail. Gorob and Lushan wailing.
Did you say Gorum?
I was slurring it. Wailing on the bear. So sure. I'm gonna rush to where I think Hector is.
You sprint to get around behind the bear, yeah, to find Hector, and to find just a bare patch of grass.
Shit.
You don't know if you're lost or if Hector has moved.
Have I used all my movement to get there?
No, you haven't.
I'm going to keep searching.
You get as close to the bear as you dare get.
Yeah.
And your heart sinks. You realize you have found Hector, but he is so much closer to the bear than you realize. Whoa. You can get to Hector, but you'll be next to the bear.
My crossbow is just not working right now, yeah?
It's unstrung. You'll need to restring it. That's going to take a minute.
Okay. It's not happening. All right. This is the problem of having one weapon and no other options. Do I have any spells? I'm going to cast Cordon of Arrows.
Don't you need for Cordon of Arrows
I need bolts.
Only bolts?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well,
four or more arrows or bolts.
All right. Well,
it takes
then
one
fine.
Action, so I...
Do you have spells? How do you have spells left?
I've not used a single spell. I've used Cordon of Arrows once. That's it.
Fucked up. That's fucked up. You have spells.
Yeah. Because all my spells are, like, real... Because I tried to make them, like, less obviously magical. So they're, like, detect magic, detect poison, hunter's mark, pass without trace, protection from poison. I'm really worried about poison. and then Cordon of Arrows. But that's my last second level spell gone.
Right. Well, that'll affect it on its turn.
Okay.
And that will... Oh, anything else, Pip?
No, that's it.
All right. It is Elainiel's turn. Highs or lows?
Highs. I don't like that I don't know what's happening to Elainiel.
All right. And Cribbit, the retching sound stops.
That's good.
The druid's turn, is it?
Yeah, he fires an arrow up. That's a good sign, Jack, is it?
Maybe I'm stupid.
Gorob and Lushan take 20 points of damage.
Oh dear.
Boom! And a terrific explosive sound comes from the bear. It does not seem like the bear was responsible for it. The bear certainly seems more in pain than happy about this noise.
All right.
31, 35 points of damage.
Fuck. Hmm.
The bear transforms back into a person.
All right, man.
That's something.
They got no fucking claw attacks now.
Hector?
Hello. Hello, good friends. 19.
All right.
Two successful, two failed.
Right in the knife's edge.
And Pip, it's your turn.
Okay. What am I going to do? I'm out of breath weapons. I can't fire my crossbow. Okay, I'm going to run towards Hector and try and stabilize him.
Okay. You stabilize Hector.
Oh, there we go. Good.
Thank
good.
Christ. You just tear off a part of your jacket, maybe, yeah, and you stuff it into any hole you can find.
Thank you.
It's crazy that worked.
And probably, yes, is more elaborate than just stuffing into holes.
Filthy cloth in a wound.
My mouth! My mouth! Plug me up! Wrong hole!
No, I'm not bleeding from that one.
And, well, that's your action, Pip. Do you have anything else you want to do?
No, thank you.
It's Elainiel's turn. Highs or lows?
Highs. Lows. Oh, lows. Let's go lows.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Eleniel is standing behind you, Pip. She just appears, basically.
That's good.
You can see she's got her two swords in her hands. She's covered in blood, both hers and also... Well, it's not blood, actually. She's covered in blood and sap that has occurred from fighting blights.
Mm-hmm.
She charges at the druid from behind, attacking from the other side. Miss. She doesn't do so well with her swords. But she does manage to give Gorob and Lushan maybe a better opening for their combo. It's Cribbit's turn. It's the druid's turn.
Arrows go off.
Yes, correct. Wow. They'll go off.
When they end there.
The druid takes 2 points of damage. It's not. The druid ain't moving.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. The druid swings with that black icicle, and they're going to attack Gorob Lushan, but you can see they're quite clearly worried about Eleniel behind them. Gorob and Lushan take a total of 14 points of damage.
Okay. They're very strong boys.
Gorob and Lushan, with a dozen small nicks and cuts and bruises upon them, look like they are slowing down.
Okay. That's concerning.
It's Gorob and Lushan's turn. Lushan slaps Gorob in the face. Gorob screams at him, and then Lushan grabs that scream, drags it, and throws it into the sword.
The sword
shimmers with magical energy, and then when Gorob swings, it makes that deafening boom again, like lightning.
That's such a dream team, you know?
Mm.
The druid is bloodied.
All right. Fucking hell, they are.
Oh,
tough.
My.
Hector. Oh, you're stable. Never mind. Yeah. Nothing's happening for you. So, this is a home rule, Hector, but if you get a 20, keep rolling, and if you get a 20, I'll give you one hit point, but there's no penalty anymore.
Okay. Not a 20.
No, not a 20. Yeah. It's distinctly not a 20.
It would have been a fail.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe just like flicking my crossbow. I mean, I guess my crossbow's already in my back.
Sure.
I'm going to pull out a bolt
and
just stab the druid with the bolt.
Okay. Didn't you have a mace at one point you hit?
I think I left the mace back home.
I'll say that does a D2 damage.
All right. 102 damage, baby.
1 point.
Okay.
So 1 plus your strength being 3, 4 points of damage. You stab the druid in the back.
Got 2 attacks, don't you?
I got 2 attacks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Bring it out.
Shank it.
Shank it again.
Second attack's a hit.
Hey. Yeah.
That's 2 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
5 damage.
This would be a fucking awesome thing to get a critical.
Interesting. All right. The druid is slowing down, but she's not even close to dead yet. Then it is, that was Pip, it's Eleniel's turn. Eleniel swings with her 2 short swords. Hit, hit, miss.
All right.
The druid's getting a bit fucked up. It's Cribbit's turn. It's the druid's
don't
turn.
Don't like that, man. That stresses me out.
The druid begins transforming again, but instead of getting big as a bear, they get small as a, let's say, like a, would either of your characters, all right, how accustomed are either of your characters to a mole?
Not at all. Would not have a clue.
Is there a place in the world where moles are common?
Probably Candor, the southern continents.
Are they? Would they be a pest in for farming, basically?
Yeah.
I'm unconscious.
Yeah.
Well, Pip, true. Yeah.
Pip's traveled around to all kinds of places, from like the loftiest.
We'll say that you know what a mole is. Yeah.
Smallest farmlands. So.
When the druid transforms into a mole, they begin burrowing down. You lose them in the earth.
Fuck.
And then it is Gorob and Lushan's turn. Gorob and Lushan stand over the hole. What can they do? This is so funny if you kill them down there.
Yeah.
Send flame down the hole, I say to them.
Oh, we'll send something down the hole.
Yeah. Lushan sticks his hand down and he screams, "Magic missile!"
That's a great spell to fucking kill a mole with.
3, 7, 8
to explode, 10. Turn back into a human.
I need
ground.
To quickly check how many hit points a mole has.
Clink. Yeah, because also, aren't they going to get crushing damage being underground?
Explode like a little mound, like poof.
Yeah. That cannot be good for the human body, dude.
Yeah, actually, you're right. That would definitely be enough damage to revert them from mole forms. Yeah. So either the magic missile is enough to kill them, or when they are forced from mole form to human form. Either way, Gorob and Lushan stand back, and a geyser of blood explodes out of the hole and lands all around.
That was a decidedly stupid move on the part of the druid.
It's happened twice now.
They couldn't transform into a flying creature.
Yeah. What if they turn into like an ant or whatever? Gorgas just stepped on them. It's very funny.
Every druid thinks that their solution is to get tiny. But
they're clever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that's combat over.
Does the mist dissipate?
The mist... Actually, yeah, it would all... The trees... disappear, but the fog is actually just fog, so it needs to dissipate over
like
time.
Naturally.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It will. Yeah, it'll just take a while.
I'd like to go and look for Cribbit.
All right,
I will roll until I get a 20.
Well, stop. Don't worry about rolling. Now that we're no longer in combat, we'll eventually.
One more time. Nah,
he's got the gamblers.
Stop it.
The gamblers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hive. You find Cribbit. Oh, Eleniel grabs you, Pip, and says, "This way." And she leads you through the fog. How she knows where she's going.
Yeah, who can say?
Who could say? But she leads you to Cribbit's broken, twisted form.
Oh, no.
You can see black lines, black veins crisscross all around from his neck, up into his head, and down into his body. Cribbit is very poisoned.
Okay. Well, make sure he's not dying. And when is the next full moon?
Well... it would probably be... Barovia works a little differently. The full moon has happened recently, but it could be...
It could happen as soon as tonight. Yeah.
Well, it won't happen tonight, so you've got at least a night.
Yeah, that's good.
But it could be within the next week or so.
It's happened so often that I've had to make potions of curing. I make potions of hurting. All right, I'm gonna go to... Is our camp still here? All right, I'm going to make my way through the fog... to, like, my tent or my bedroll, and I'm going to get out my alchemical kit and try and come up with some concoction that might cure it. Because, from memory, Emmanuel, in his infinite wisdom, provides no clues.
What are you going to use to cure it?
Yeah, good. While said toxin will not harm the victim immediately, in fact, said unwilling person shall appear to have been unaffected at first. I look down to Cribbit. All right, Emmanuel. Instead, the venom shall strike at first moon after being pokedeth. Upon said moon, victims will fall apart as their openings become more so and blood seeps forth. Okay, so I'm thinking plant bane? Maybe some treant poison?
Sure.
It is a plant that has caused the poison.
You are creating, we've established this previously, you are creating what Emmanuel refers to as a strained potion.
Yep.
In that you are stretching the definition of certain words.
Okay, so, okay. Fuck. God damn it. I've used up my quaggeth veins. A creeping vine. Is that the kind of thing I could search for?
You could have a look around here and see what was left over.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll have a look around.
Okay.
Because that would be nice. That's immunity to poison, so that would be pretty useful right now.
Am I conscious? Or am I still just like...
I would say, so the roll a d20 and get a hit point thing is something that I offer during combat, really, not during personal moments. But I will say that if you're stabilized, someone can drag you up against a tree and you can just sit at the tree and you can converse with people, but I would say that you are incapacitated.
Okay.
No worries. Maybe just to ask Orob and Lushan, did Druid dead?
They nod. Korob says, "Well, I should certainly hope so. If they're not dead, they're in quite a lot of pain." Yeah. Lushan slaps him. "Don't joke at a time like this. The little frogman is dead."
What?
No, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's not dead. He's just very, very sick.
You and Elanial search for equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You find 4 doses of Kuatail eggshells. This is maybe in the druid as well. You search through like their pouches and stuff like that.
Okay.
And you, yeah, actually, I would say the druid is a bit of a wealth of items.
Oh.
You find 4 doses of Ecto Bloom.
Fuck yeah.
1 dose of Fire Skull Flame.
Oh, that's good too. Fire Skull Flame is fire damage. I've got nothing else that does fire damage, so it's nice to have.
4 Lycanhide doses.
All right.
1 Screeching Mist.
God, I'm getting rich off this druid.
3 Essence of Piercer.
Oh, I haven't got that yet. Ooh, Seek's User. Ooh, Seek's User.
4 Shambling Moss.
Holy shit.
2 Beholder Dreams.
It's a plan, but it's very funny. Yeah. Just a Beholder's Dreams seeping out of the druid, yeah.
And 1 Raven Feather. A Beholder's Dreams are said to be actually the dreams of a beholder that just like coalesce,
that
like
rolls.
Become, if enough beholder dreams just appear in one area, they become like a thick thing that you can actually harvest.
That's awesome. All right. After searching the druid, I would like to combine a Kuatail eggshell.
Kuatail. Kuatail?
Kuatail? Kuatail?
Kuatail. Kuatail.
Kuatail. I would like to combine a Kuatail eggshell for the healing property, Treant poison for the plant bane, and then I gotta add something else. All right, I'm gonna. It's a magical poison, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna sacrifice my Formian eye, which is a shame because it's so useful, and I'm gonna sacrifice the Formian eye for deforming magic.
Oh, good boy card.
Yeah! All right.
What is it?
The DM must lay out the best possible phrasing for you when talking with an NPC. That's useful for Pip.
Bribe the DM. Give me that card.
Damn.
No, actually, no, that's dumb. I don't want that.
Yes.
Nearly tricked me.
Nearly tricked yourself.
Nearly tricked me. Yeah, you you concoct a...
Cracked the Kuatail egg in there.
Despite the fact that this is, as I said, a strange potion and takes... it's a higher difficulty class to create. You are very confident you got it right.
All right, I go over, I grab Cribbit's big head, I open his mouth, and I pour the potion in.
Almost immediately, Cribbit.
You right there, buddy?
This one saw many things.
What
is that? He says, pointing to the poison blight.
It's called a poison blight, Cribbit. And it's lucky we cured you of poisoning, yeah.
Cribbit immune to poison.
Oh.
You know a racial immunity wouldn't count on magical poison.
It's a magical poison, Cribbit. Yeah, and a pretty bad one at that. So, yeah. Look, I mean, if something poisons you, I expect to be poisoned.
Cribbit hate that.
Yeah. There's been a lot of horrible realizations for Cribbit recently.
Cribbit get eaten by so many things in Barovia.
Yeah, well.
Better to stay in Valakai.
Well, that would kill me if we did, so.
Also not where Story is.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Cribbit will die for this if need be, he says,
don't
holding up
that.
His book.
All right, we...
No, he's good. Cribbit heard all the great artists, only popular after death.
Pip just like pats Cribbit on the top of the head. Whatever. If Cribbit's fixed, that's enough.
Cribbit live forever in Story.
We need sleep. We need to rest. Let's all... I mean, maybe it's worth moving the campsite a little bit out of this damned fog.
Sure.
And then trying to sleep again.
You move the campsite, set everything up again. Mm. It's about 10 p.m.
Okay.
Great. And then who's taking second watch?
Well, me and Krivit, I guess.
Can I? Well, you got Gorob and Lushin if you want.
Maybe me and Gorob and Lushin, much to my chagrin, because I don't want to hear them talking. But okay. Krivit needs his rest. 13.
The rest of the night goes by uneventfully.
Oh, oh.
Good stuff. All right. Well, everyone gets a short rest.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hooray.
Love a short rest.
Gorob and Lushin are on 24 hit points out of 107.
Jesus Christ. And it's 3 days left?
This is the fourth day.
Yes, we've got 3 days left. And how far away are we from Wizards of Wine?
You are at about, I would say, maybe the halfway point.
Okay,
cool.
So we're not going to arrive there today. All right.
No.
So considering I was on zero, and I have zero dice left for health, what? Why am I on one? I'm still on zero. What happened?
Well, Krivit can play you his song.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's right.
Right? You get like seven or something.
Everyone recovers 7 hit points.
That's
wow,
pretty
that was
good.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Wow, weird.
All right. Okay. I know I can cast some cure wounds. I just... Then it's me done.
Yeah. That's crazy. You still have cure wounds left. My God.
That's not where I want them from.
Oh, I see. These are
bad.
Punished cure wounds. Yeah.
Punished cure wounds.
I hear you.
Pip, you have 2 dice left to roll.
I'll roll them.
Might as well roll both of them. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah.
It's not like you're reaching full hit points.
No, yeah, exactly.
You recover 13 hit points.
That's not so bad.
13 puts you on 32 hit points.
Okay.
Oh, isn't full hit points going to roll?
Oh, my God. I feel too powerful that I'll burn through it, guaranteed.
Yeah. Not just full hit points, but all your spells back, all the conditions gone.
You'll be able to get wings again? Fucking hell.
Oh, my God. In the morning, I'm just going to cast a first level cure wounds on myself.
It sucks.
Yeah. Feels bad.
It doesn't feel like healing. It feels like fixing. So it doesn't feel like your wounds are healing over naturally. It feels like someone is stitching you back together. Mm. It works nonetheless. You recover, what would that be? You recover 7 hit points.
I feel a little bit sick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get the one?
Yeah, I'm only going to do the one now.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you got to save that other spell.
I would like to combine a Malachite, an Angel Feather, and a Raven Feather. The Raven Feather's just, look, maybe it'll add to the healing, I don't know, because it does radiant damage, but...
If you wanted to, you could do that as a strained potion, and it would increase the healing effects, but it would increase the difficulty.
That's right, I'll do that. And a Malachite, because that's also healing. I'm trying to make a big, fat, chunky healing grenade.
You make a chunky healing grenade.
Hell yeah. Do I trust that?
You have a reasonable level of trust.
Okay. I throw it at the ground.
All right. Just letting you know that if you make, I guess your idea is to get everyone a bit of healing.
Yeah.
But just letting you know that a potion will always be more potent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
this is just trying to
heal as many people as possible. Yeah. That's why I made a grenade out of it.
Nice little AOE. Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone heals 11 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
We need to go on a hunt for ingredients, I feel.
Yeah. I think it might be worthwhile, maybe I say this to the whole group, it might be worthwhile spending, and I know time is of the essence, like I appreciate that, but it might be worthwhile spending maybe a couple of nights in my shack. It's a place I've defended before.
I do not think that is, time is of the essence, we need to make haste. We can spend a night when we get there, but we really need to head to the Wizards of Wine.
Who knows? Maybe everything will be fine and you can stay there.
Yeah. I think everything will.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not at all trapped.
No way.
Actually, Boris has been hunting us, yes?
Yeah.
Do you really think that he would leave your shack unguarded, untrapped?
I'm sure it'll be covered in traps. That's no doubt, but at least we'll be aware of them. I would just like to check Pop
Who
at
is
the very
Boris,
least.
Elaniel says.
Oh, that's not been...
I gesture to Pip.
You explain.
Yeah, like his mortal enemy.
Yeah.
You named
Yeah,
a wolf?
I know. I named a wolf. I had a lot of time on my hands.
Elaniel shakes her head. Words have power, Pip.
Words have power, yeah. Words have... Yep. That's what people keep telling me. Yeah. I know I shouldn't have named the wolf. You think I don't know that?
Cribbit stands next to you, Pip, and he puts his hands on his hips like he's defending you. Is that the for the story?
No, Cribbit. No. Eleniel's right.
No, back yourself. Is that for the story if you...
Yeah.
If that one has a name for Nemesis. Tell me more of Boris.
Eleniel shakes her head. Absolutely not. Do not have that little man write down stories of your nemesis.
I'm not going to. I wasn't about to, I say.
Cribbit and Eleniel are very insistent on this. You're siding with Eleniel?
Yeah.
All right. Cribbit seems upset.
Cribbit will remember that. Yeah. I've not had a person will remember that. Oh, well, I had one big one. Pip hates Boris. Imagine a world where there was no Boris. How happy would Pip be? Of course he sides with Eleniel.
So.
Get traveling.
As you're walking today, at about maybe 11 a.m., it begins raining and it does not let up for the rest of the day.
Mm. It's not heavy. It's a light rain.
But it's demoralizing.
It's pretty consistent. Every now and then, from the clouds behind you, back where Valakai is, you can hear.
I imagine
and you
the
know
road,
that a thunderstorm is occurring behind you.
The road also, I imagine, surely gets just disgusting and muddy.
Yeah.
Slopping through it.
I guess while we were packing up in the morning and getting prepared, could I have tried to maybe hammer out some of the dents in the shield?
Yeah, you hammer out some of the dents in the shield. It's a bit crumpled, and the sigil on it is a little shook. Broken up, but you're able to shore up the shield.
Well, Dimitri's probably not going to be happy about this one.
A bit of spit and polish.
Yeah.
Sure. You reach the Raven River crossroads, and there is a sign here. It points west towards Krezik and the Wizards of Wines. It points east towards Valakai. And there would be an arm pointing... Oh, no, sorry, there is not.
Mm.
You would... Maybe only now, on your way back, do you realize that this one does not have something pointing towards Kuchery, but the other crossroads did have a sign pointing towards Kuchery.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well,
or Butchery, as that other sign said.
We'll head to...
We'll keep following the Krezik road. Yeah. The road toward Krezik, yeah.
You don't get much further before night sets. If you want, you could push through the night, and you would get to Krezik or to your hut. Or you could stop for the night. It's up to you.
I mean, traveling at night is always way more dangerous.
Traveling at night is, of course, always dangerous. But then again, sleeping in the open road was also
well, I
very
mean,
dangerous.
I guess, look, it's all
we
much
we could get
much
to
much.
Your shack, or we could get to Krezik. But then, once again, we're traveling.
How many hours is it to... Say, how many hours is it to the Pip Shack? How many hours is it to Krezik?
It'd be about 4 hours to Krezik, 4.5 hours to the shack.
Okay. And it is...
It's about 6 right now.
And it is raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lightly, but yes.
It's probably best if we just keep down travel during the day. I mean, whatever, but...
Look, potentially, going to Krezik would be...
Are we allowed back in Krezik?
He said if we're staying for one night only, or...
I thought he said that... I don't know. We'll see, I suppose.
Eleniel, maybe she's scouted a little bit ahead, approaches you from ahead and says... It's hard to tell these things, and very liable to change at night. But I think the road ahead is perhaps clear, if we wanted to push on to Krezik. I cannot make that a guarantee, though, she says.
It is fine. Look, I think we should risk it to Krezik. That is my vote.
All right.
The faster we get to the doctor, the better!
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, we'll travel at night. Pip's tense. Yeah, see? This is what happens when you travel at night. Look at that expression on his face. The cheeky motherfucker.
The cheeky, handsome devil. Up ahead of you, you see a green light bobbing in the darkness.
Thank you. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.